USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States stands with the people of Cuba after protests broke out on the streets over the weekend.
The United States stands firmly with the people of Cuba as they assert their universal rights. And we call on the government of Cuba, to refrain from violence or attempts to silence the voice of the people of Cuba.
This as a communist government in Cuba has intensified its crackdown against demonstrators and activists, deploying security forces across the country and arresting at least 80 people, many of those whose whereabouts are unknown. At least 59 Texas House Democrats are fleeing the state to deny the Republican-controlled legislature the quorum necessary to pass voting legislation during a special session. Some of the House Democrats say they'll visit with federal lawmakers in Washington, D.C. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
A new survey reveals how post-high school plans are returning to what they were before the pandemic. The report from Discover Student Loans found 63% of parents said their child's plans for what to do after graduating from high school are returning to what they were prior to the start of the pandemic. The survey also said parents are still concerned about paying for college. It found 63% are worried about the cost. President Biden will be rolling out the red carpet this week for some distinguished guests.
President Biden will meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel this week at the White House. The two are expected to focus talks on the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, the COVID-19 pandemic, and a recent surge in cyber attacks. It could be Merkel's final visit to Washington as Germany's leader. She said she plans to step down following elections in September after more than 16 years in power. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Tampa Bay Lightning celebrate their Stanley Cup win over the Montreal Canadiens this afternoon with a boat parade in Tampa Bay. Right winger Nikita Kucherov describes this celebration.
It was unreal. I mean, you see so many people out here today. It was unbelievable. I don't know if there was any better parade ever. Our fans is the best. Love you all. We all love you all. Let's keep party hard, man. Let's enjoy it. Let's have fun. We deserve it.
It's the Lightning's second consecutive championship in the NHL. The last team to win back-to-back championships was the Pittsburgh Penguins in the 2016 and 2017 season. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf signs legislation to allow college athletes in his state to begin earning money based on their name, image, and likeness, which is commonly referred to as NIL. The Democrat governor telling reporters this was the right thing to do.
We appreciate the fact that Pennsylvania has enacted a law that gives student athletes the ability to earn compensation based on their NIL. This will be beneficial to student athletes as well as the institutions that they attend.
Under Pennsylvania's law, schools and athletic leagues cannot sanction college athletes for being paid royalties for sales of team jerseys, college team video games, or college team trading cards. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.